Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with David Sutphin, Chief Procurement Operations, GovWorks. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
Fine, thank you. And joining us on our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Cameron. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Well, David, many of our listeners are probably not familiar with GovWorks. Could you describe GovWorks and its activities for us?
Sure. GovWorks is simply buyers for hire. We're the folks in the hallways of federal agencies with a sign on us that says, we'll work for fee. GovWorks has been in business about 5 years, and we like to say that if you have a procurement problem, we can solve it for you. We can find a tailored solution for you. Let me give you an example of what GovWorks does. We were asked to help the Veterans Affairs Administration with a rather large IT procurement. This project involved upgrading their telecommunication infrastructure, and it took about 2 years. But we worked very closely with the program and project office. We worked with the hospitals. There are about 180 facilities around the country that needed to be upgraded to make sure the hospitals could support the veterans, the disabled veterans, in their time of need. We were very fortunate in that they had a good project office assisting us, and that we were able to bring innovation to this project as well. In fact, we received an award from the Industry Advisory Council for our innovative use of acquisition techniques. We also used all small businesses and minority businesses to do this work. And what we did was we went out and we wired all these facilities with fiber optic cable and upgraded copper cabling so that they could use the latest technology.
Now, I'm told GovWorks is part of the government, but it's something called a franchise fund. Could you explain what that is and the special status it has?
Yeah, it's a unique authority within the federal government. The authority allows us to provide common administrative services to other federal agencies. Now, common administrative services are those administrative functions that all agencies use to do their business, such as personnel, procurement, finance, property management. The Act specifically allows us and five other pilot franchise funds to sell their services to other agencies. And the law requires that we recover all of our fees from our operation. So we have to charge our customers to do our work. Now, that's a bit different. That makes us a business within the government. But we are federal employees. We are federal agencies. And so we have an issue of trying to explain to our potential customers who we are and what is the authority. And the franchise fund actually allows us to do what other agencies typically have to rely on, is the Economy Act. The Economy Act carries with it certain administrative burdens that the franchise fund gets around. So this is a very innovative technique, and it's helpful for us as well as the agencies to have this special authority.
Could you talk about your customers?
The list is long, and they're varied. We have served just about every federal agency in the federal government. We have about 300 project offices that we work with. Some are here for the long term. Some come and go as they need special projects handled.
What kind of services do you provide for your customers?
We try to provide a range of services. They include information technology, support services. We also buy commodities and other services.
What's your role in the organization?
My role is Chief of Procurement Operations, and so I'm the manager that looks after the day-to-day operations. As such, I try to make sure that we have enough staff, they have the resources that they need, and also that we've planned our operations well.
And how many employees are with GovWorks?
We have about 35. It's a mix of contracting officers and support personnel. Most of them have a lot of experience. We try to hire senior contracting officers or individuals who have a natural talent for helping people, trying to get the job done. That's most important. Not every contracting officer comes to this well. So it's an opportunity for those that like to serve people, like to help, to expand their horizons.
David, let's switch and talk some about your career. Tell us how you got started.
Well, my father was a military pilot, and so government career seemed somewhat natural for me. I started as a result of having to go into the Air Force, or I joined the Air Force, I should say, back in the early 70s. I was one of the lucky ones that won the lottery during the Vietnam War. And as an alternative to going into the Army, I chose the Air Force. And quite honestly, it was a wonderful experience. I spent 4 years learning about acquisition. And from there, I went to the National Park Service as the Deputy Regional Contracting Officer for the National Capital Region, and then to Treasury, and then finally to Minerals Management Service, where GovWorks is now housed.
What drew you to public service?
Well, I think it's just part of my life. As I said, my father was in the military. He was a career man. When I went into the Air Force, I enjoyed acquisition a great deal, and I wanted to continue in that career field when I left. I did look around in industry as well as government and was hired by the National Park Service and found that to just be a wonderful experience. The National Capital Region was responsible, or still is responsible, for a lot of the monuments, the White House in the National Capital area. So it was a challenge. In fact, I was involved in upgrading the White House. This is the first major renovation of the White House since the 1950s. So we got to do a lot of interesting things. I've been up the outside of the Washington Monument. Few can say that.
I'll have to think about that for a minute. As you reflect back on your career, what positions best prepared you for your position you hold now?
I think they all did in some way. It's a foundation was built in the Air Force, and then I built on it in my other jobs. I found that, as I mentioned, working for the National Capital Region of the Park Service was really interesting. But I would say that GovWorks is probably the most challenging experience that I've had, because it is like a business within government. You have to bring a lot of different elements together to make it work. You have to bring the accounting, the marketing, the customer service elements together and make sure that the organization knows which direction we're going and always stays customer focused.
In all of your years of government service, what qualities have you observed as the key qualities for good leadership?
I think flexibility, ability to articulate, the ability to build community within an organization, those are most important. And I think probably trustworthiness is the single one element that all leaders have to demonstrate to their employees. If they trust you, they'll follow you anywhere.
Do you think these qualities are different in the public sector or the private sector?
No, absolutely not. I think they're identical. In fact, you can see within the public sector as well as the private sector that these are the key qualities that most leaders have. Probably for the private sector, more of a visionary leadership style is sought after. But I would say that for the future within the federal government, you're going to see a need for leaders that do have a vision of where they need to take the organization to shape it, because I think we're being challenged every day to rethink how government is organized and how it operates. So that'll be key. And also, I talked about this issue of community. I think that's very important. Your employees have to feel that they are part of something that's important and that they are going in the right direction and that they're going to be involved in the decision-making. And I would suggest that most employees will follow a leader who calls them to action if that leader's ready to step out and make the right decisions on their behalf.
What are the challenges of working in an organization like GovWorks that is in the public setting but in many ways acts like a private sector organization?
Well, it's the marketing and the accounting and the customer focus. Most of us in government tend to leave the accounting to one side. We have very good accountants that know how to deal with appropriations and the expenditures. But as a franchise fund, we're required to recover all of our expenses. So we have to keep books just like a corporation. So that's challenged us to think about how we account for those operations, how we structure reports that tell us, are we in fact operating in the black? Or do we need to change? Also, you have to be market-driven. You have to think about what the clientele wants. You can't walk in to a customer and say, This is a package. This is a solution that you will follow because it's good for you. You actually have to explain to them why you think this is the right way to go, and then get their buy-in so that they feel that they're part of the decision-making process. And then getting the word out to the federal agencies has been quite an interesting process for us. We went through a performance-based acquisition ourselves where we asked industry to come in and tell us how they would market GovWorks to the agencies. And this is an awareness program. We had a firm from St. Louis that came in with just a dynamite presentation. They had branded us as GovWorks. They understood who we are and what our message should be, and they were able to articulate it during their oral presentation. And so it worked beautifully, and it's been a good relationship.
Well, it's a good time for a break, but come back with us after our break as we continue our conversation with David Sutphin of GovWorks. Rejoin us when the Business of Government Hour continues.